Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The morning commute looks to be okay, but the snow should be moving in midday, changing over to rain, and there's high winds to talk about. A lot going on in Craig Allen's forecast. I'm Paul Berdine. Good morning.
I'm Wayne Cabot. Good morning and all aboard. This morning brings the inaugural Long Island Railroad run from Queens to Grand Central Madison, saving riders time and giving them a new route to Manhattan. How about that? WCBS Long Island Bureau Chief Sophia Hall joins us live from Jamaica. Soph.
And Wayne, that first train whistle for service will happen at 10:45 this morning here at Jamaica to the new Grand Central Madison. Governor Hochul is set to be on that first train. Grand Central Madison was first thought about in the 1960s, long time ago. How will this affect commuters? They will save time and they will save money, both very important. In fact, when the service will run from Long Island to Grand Central Madison, some people telling me they will save 1 hour per day in commuting time. For the next 3 weeks or so, the service will only be limited shuttle service from here in Jamaica to Grand Central Madison. Then trains will run every 30 minutes during off-peak periods and once every 60 minutes during peak periods. It does sound backwards, but the LIRR has more crews to run extra service outside of the rush hours. Wayne and Paul.
Sophia Hall this morning. The representative who misrepresented his credentials also misrepresented a campaign donation. George Santos is amending his campaign finance report on the source of the money that helped him get elected. What he claimed was a $500,000 personal loan to his campaign actually came from someone else. Who? Well, he's not saying, nor is he saying who loaned the campaign another $125,000.
There is presently nothing barring George Santos from office, but Long Island legislator Josh Lafezan thinks there should be. Today, Lafezan will join people in Santos' 3rd District to unveil the GEORGE package. GEORGE stands for Get Egregious Officials Removed from Government Elections. The proposed laws include mandatory background checks for all candidates, barring anybody with an open foreign arrest warrant from holding office, and making it a crime to lie about a candidate's education, employment history, address, and income sources.
Mayor Eric Adams is relaunching a pre-pandemic idea that he cooked up to give 100 free dinners to New Yorkers of all backgrounds who sit together at a table for 10. It's a way to bring us all together.
The initiative the mayor had started as borough president just before COVID relaunched last night at the JCC Manhattan.
It's a breaking bread, building bonds. It's allowing us to appreciate the lubricating value of a meal and sit there and talk to each other.
With the recent uptick in hate crimes, the mayor asking for hosts for 1,000 meals, 10 attendees each, to help people from diverse backgrounds get to know each other.
Even if we get over our economy, if we defeat COVID, even if we're able to build all the housing we want, and if we get all of the violence off our streets, if we do all those things and we still have people who don't respect each other as neighbors, then we fail at a city.
Those who wish to host can apply via a City Hall website, reimbursed up to $150 by the nonprofit UJA Federation. At City Hall, Samantha Liepman, WCBS 880 News.
Boys, if California hasn't been through enough, now we hear word of a magnitude 4.2 quake has just struck 11 miles from Malibu. And that was just a few minutes ago. So that's in the area of Malibu, a 4.2 quake. We're waiting for reports on any possible damage. How about the weather? Well, we know we're expecting something developing. Maybe some snow, maybe some rain, and actually definitely some rain. Right, Greg Allen?
It's all in there. I'm telling you, there actually could be another four-season storm coming up around the area as it starts off with wintry weather. We'll all probably see snow and sleet at the start, mid to late morning. So you'll get through the earliest part of the commute right now with dry conditions. The clouds are just thickening up. The closest snow is over central and eastern parts of Pennsylvania. But snow and sleet will develop mid to late morning. Quickly changes to rain near the coast and then in the city. And there could be a possible slushy coating to maybe an inch moisture on the colder surfaces before that changeover. High today, 40 to 45 by the end of the day, but it's a different story north and west as you start getting your way inland. 1 to 3 inches of a slushy snow until it mixes with and changes to rain. And then north and west of 287, you start seeing those numbers go up as the elevation goes up. 3, 4, 5 inches of snow possible in the higher terrain. And in the Poconos, Catskills, Sullivan, and Ulster County, it could be about a half a foot of snow before any kind of changeover. Then for tonight, windy with rain and thunderstorms around. This may cause flooding. Temperatures will continue to rise. Thursday, it starts clearing out about 45, and then it's pretty quiet after that for several days. Right now in the city, it's 36, humidity 54%.
It's Craig Allen in the WCBS Weather Center, and Sunday was a good night for a bad guy on routes 4 and 17 in New Jersey. And our WCBS reporter Sean Adams on the search for a driver who held up a couple of stores in less than half an hour. Sean?
Yeah, bold and brisk. This bandit, 4 stick-ups Sunday night in Bergen County, one right after the other. This guy kept on going. The 7-Eleven in Fair Lawn, he stole $2,500 there. Not far away, the BP gas station, Route 4 East in Paramus, he stuck a gun in Vokan Yudis' side after he popped into the convenience store.
They come back, they come, give me money, take money, run.
Then, 2 more gas stations knocked off. Route 17 in Mahwah. The suspect wore a mask, a gray hooded sweatshirt, a black jacket. He drove a light-colored car, possibly a Volkswagen Passat. The license plates, they were stolen. So police are trying to link this to other crimes now to see if they can figure out who this person is. Reporting in Paramus, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.
Sean, thank you. It's becoming rarer and rarer to even catch a whiff of cigarette smoke these days. But the American Lung Association gives 40 states, including ours, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, an F grade for failing to curtail secondhand smoke and the use of tobacco. It's calling on New York State to increase the tobacco tax by a minimum of $1 per pack, ban the sale of all flavored tobacco, and spend more on a tobacco control program. It is asking New Jersey to do all of that, plus ban smoking, finally, in the Atlantic City casinos. Good morning. It's Wednesday, and I'm Wayne Cabot.
I'm Paul Murnane. The morning commute looks okay, but the snow and the sleet and such should be here around midday today, according to Craig Allen.
And opening this morning, Grand Central Madison took decades of planning and went billions over budget. WCBS's Steve Burns tells us the project is really a case study on New York's ineptitude on big infrastructure projects.
It is a day worth celebrating.
We're going to have wonderful new service. A wonderful new station.
But Phil Plotch, a former head of planning at the MTA, says Grand Central Madison is a cautionary tale.
Because it's not clear whether it was really worth $11 billion.
That astronomical price tag, along with decades of blown deadlines, gave new meaning to the term boondoggle. The tunnels were built way back in 1969. The rest of the project has been ongoing since 2007.
One could argue where that money should go. It's really important for people to understand that we're making these trade-offs when we do these big projects. At the same time, it's a weird time to be doing this.
Sending more trains into Midtown may not make sense in the age of remote work.
So if people are only coming in 3 or 4 days a week, it's not so clear if the Long Island Railroad is going to get the ridership that they originally expected for this project.
Steve Burns, WCBS 880 News.
Up next is our WCBS 88 Seconds and Sound for the 25th of January.
747 down on Tennis Court Road in Cove Neck.
January 25th, 1990.
Absolutely amazing to think that they're still bringing injured people out of this crash.
Rich Lamb on the crash of a Boeing 707 on the north shore of Long Island. It ran bone dry on fuel because of a language barrier, as our Tom Kaminsky remembers.
Because of poor weather, there were long delays into JFK, and many flights were put into a series of extended holding patterns, among them Avianca Flight 52 out of Medellin, Colombia. The crew informed the tower they were running low on fuel, but because of the language barrier, the crew never declared an emergency, only using the term, "We need priority." On the final go-around, the plane lost power to one engine, then another. The absence of fuel meant the lack of a fire, contributing in part to the survival of 85 of the 158 aboard.
That language barrier mistake cost 73 lives. 2021, the U.S. Senate confirms America's first woman Treasury Secretary, a graduate of Fort Hamilton High School.
My father was a doctor in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. I've always tried to approach my science the same way my father approached his, as a means to help people.
Janet Yellen's first priority as secretary?
Rebuilding the American economy from its sharpest downturn in history.
And Sims gets the bucket. Sims got the first bucket.
Quarterback Phil Sims leads the Giants in 1987 to their first Super Bowl title since the 50s.
And Parcells is up on the shoulders of the offensive lineman.
Crushing the Denver Broncos.
Say not yet. It's okay, Bill. It's okay. You got it.
And home just in time for the 81 Super Bowl, the people America prayed for the past 444 days.
For the 52 Americans, once hostages, now heroes in home, it was a class act all the way. Freed on Inauguration Day, home for Super Bowl Sunday, arriving at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, where the motto is Duty, Honor, Country.
Many Americans showed their support all that time by following the line of an old Tony Orlando song. Yellow ribbons became the symbol of the hostages' safe return. This is January 25th.
We still love that song on AM radio, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sounds good. Then and now.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.